Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in Punjab has just taken place, one that underscores the complex interplay between religion, law, and politics in our country. The Punjab Governor has granted assent to a bill that prescribes up to life imprisonment for the desecration of the Guru Granth Sahib, the sacred scripture of Sikhism. What makes this significant is that this bill, known as the Jagat Jot Shri Guru Granth Sahib Satkar Amendment Bill, strengthens the existing legal framework on sacrilege in Punjab, reflecting the political and religious sensitivity surrounding scripture desecration cases in the state. The desecration of the Guru Granth Sahib has been a deeply charged political issue in Punjab for over a decade, with the 2015 Bargari sacrilege incidents triggering widespread protests, police firing, and political upheaval that ultimately contributed to the fall of the Akali Dal government in 2017. First, let us understand the background of this issue. The 2015 Bargari sacrilege incidents, in which torn pages of the Guru Granth Sahib were found on roads in Faridkot district, had a profound impact on the political landscape of Punjab. The aftermath of these incidents saw widespread protests and police action, leading to a significant political crisis in the state. Crucially, this crisis highlighted the need for stronger legal protection for the Guru Granth Sahib, a demand that has been long-standing, especially from the Sikh community. It is worth pausing here to note that the Guru Granth Sahib is not just a sacred scripture but is regarded as the eternal living Guru of Sikhism, compiled by Guru Arjan Dev Ji in 1604 CE and given its final form by Guru Gobind Singh Ji in 1708 CE. This scripture is written in Gurmukhi script and contains hymns and compositions by Sikh Gurus, as well as Hindu Bhakti saints and Muslim Sufi poets, reflecting the inclusive theological character of Sikhism. Now, let us turn to the key provisions of the 2026 bill. The punishment structure outlined in the bill includes up to life imprisonment and a fine of up to 25 lakh for acts of desecration of the Guru Granth Sahib. This is a significant enhancement from the general law, which prescribes up to 3 years imprisonment under Section 295 of the IPC for deliberately outraging religious feelings. The legislation sits at the intersection of several constitutional provisions, including Article 25, which guarantees the freedom of religion, and Article 26, which allows religious denominations to manage their own affairs and property. Section 295 of the IPC, now known as BNS Section 302, deals with the deliberate outraging of religious feelings, but the new bill creates a specific, enhanced punishment for Guru Granth Sahib desecration beyond the general provisions of this section. What does this mean in terms of constitutional and legal context? The Governor's assent to this bill, rather than sending it for presidential consideration, suggests that it has been carefully drafted to avoid potential conflicts with central legislation. This is important because state bills on subjects touching criminal law, which fall under the concurrent list, require presidential assent if they modify central legislation. But why does this matter? The political significance of this bill cannot be overstated. The Aam Aadmi Party, which came to power in Punjab in 2022, had promised justice in the sacrilege cases, and the passage of this bill represents the fulfillment of a key electoral commitment. The Sikh community, particularly the Akal Takht, the supreme temporal seat of Sikhism, has long demanded stronger legal protection for the Guru Granth Sahib. However, critics argue that overly broad sacrilege laws could be misused to suppress dissent or target minorities. This raises important questions about the balance between religious protection laws and freedom of expression, and how the governor's discretion works on bills with religious dimensions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The bill in question is the Jagat Jot Shri Guru Granth Sahib Respect Amendment Bill, 2026. The punishment prescribed under this bill is up to life imprisonment, along with a fine of up to 25 lakh. The background to this bill lies in the 2015 Bargari sacrilege incidents, which triggered a political crisis in Punjab. Section 295 of the IPC, or BNS Section 302, deals with outraging religious feelings and prescribes up to 3 years imprisonment under general law. The Guru Granth Sahib was compiled by Guru Arjan Dev Ji in 1604 CE and finalized by Guru Gobind Singh Ji in 1708 CE. The Akal Takht, the highest temporal seat of Sikhism, is located at the Golden Temple in Amritsar. Article 254 of the Constitution deals with law repugnancy, stating that if a state law conflicts with a central law on the concurrent list, the central law prevails, but presidential assent can save the state law. Punjab's ruling party is the Aam Aadmi Party, which has been in power since 2022. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS2, Polity and Governance, covering aspects such as freedom of religion, the Gunner's role in state legislation, the concurrent list, and presidential assent, all of which are crucial for understanding federalism. It also touches on GS1, Indian society, in terms of religious pluralism, minority rights, and communal harmony. In conclusion, the Punjab Gunners' assent to the Jagat Jot Shri Guru Granth Sahib Satkar Amendment Bill marks a significant development in the complex landscape of religion, law, and politics in India, raising important questions about the balance between religious protection and freedom of expression, and highlighting the ongoing challenges of ensuring communal harmony and upholding the rights of minorities in a pluralistic society. The implications of this bill will be closely watched, not just in Punjab, but across India, as it navigates the delicate balance between religious sensitivities and the principles of democracy and secularism.